Thursday, December the 16th, 2010, 9th of at 5771. Day 5 before Shabbat, Parasha Vayaki, and he lived. Haftarah, 1 Kings 2, 1-12.
David's instructions to Solomon.
Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he commanded Solomon his son, saying, I am going the way of all the earth. You be strong therefore, and show yourself a man, and keep the instruction of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to that which is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn yourself. That Yahweh may establish his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you, he said, a man in the throne of Israel. Moreover you know also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, even what he did to the two captains of the armies of Israel, to Abner the son of Ner, and to Amasa the son of Jether, whom he killed, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war in his sash that was about his waist, and in his shoes that were in his feet. Do therefore according to your wisdom, and don't let his graying head go down to Sheol in peace, but show kindness to the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those who eat at your table, for so they came to me when I fled from Absalom your brother. Behold, there is with you Shimei the son of Gera, the Benjamite, of the Harim, who cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim, but he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by Yahweh, saying, I will not put you to death with the sword. Now therefore don't hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man, and you will know what you ought to do to him, and you shall bring his graying head down to Sheol with blood.
Death of David.
David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. The days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years, he reigned 7 years in Hebron, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon sat on the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was firmly established. Acts 2.
Coming of the set-apart Holy Spirit.
Now when the day of Shavuot had come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Tongues like fire appeared and were distributed to them, and one sat on each of them. They were all filled with the set-apart Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability to speak.
The crowd's response.
Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under the sky. When this sound was heard, the multitude came together, and were bewildered, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Behold, aren't all these who speak Galileans? How do we hear, everyone in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, the parts of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speaking in our languages the mighty works of Elohim. They were all amazed, and were perplexed, saying one to another, What does this mean? Others, mocking, said, They are filled with new wine.
Peter's sermon.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and spoke out to them, You men of Judea, and all you who dwell at Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to my words. For these aren't drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel, It will be in the last days, says Elohim, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Yes, and in my servants and in my handmaidens in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the sky above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, and fire, and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of Adonai comes. It will be, that whoever will call on the name of Adonai will be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua of Nazareth, a man approved by Elohim to you by mighty works and wonders and signs which Elohim did by him in the midst of you, even as you yourselves know him, being delivered up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of Elohim, you have taken by the hand of Torahless men, crucified and killed, whom Elohim raised up, having freed him from the agony of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw it on I always before my face, for he is in my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover my flesh also will dwell in hope, because you will not leave my soul in Sheol, neither will you allow your set-apart Holy One to see decay. You made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may tell you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Elohim had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Messiah to sit on his throne, he foreseeing this spoke about the resurrection of the Messiah, that neither was his soul left in Sheol, nor did his flesh see decay. This Yeshua Elohim raised up, to which we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted by the right hand of Elohim, and having received from the Father the promise of the set-apart Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, which you now see and hear. For David didn't ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, Adonai said to my Adonai, sit by my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Let all the house of Israel therefore know certainly that Elohim has made him both Adonai and Messiah, this Yeshua whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the emissaries, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter said to them, Repent, and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the set-apart Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are far off, even as many as Adonai our Elohim will call to himself.
A vital assembly grows.
With many other words, he testified, and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then those who gladly received his word were immersed. There were added that day about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the emissaries' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and prayer. Fear came in every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the emissaries. All who believed were together, and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods, and distributed them to all, according as anyone had need. Day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Elohim, and having favor with all the people. Adonai added to the assembly day by day those who were being saved. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.